You're listening to Irish Radio Canada's Home and Abroad, and we are always delighted to spread our wings across the Irish Sea and land in Wales. And the North American Festival of Whales is coming to Ottawa. And to give an idea of where this has been in the past, in the last number of years, last year was Pittsburgh, then Lincoln, Nebraska, Philadelphia, Utica, New York. And during COVID, they went virtual, and then Milwaukee prior to that, and Alexandria, Virginia. So this is quite a big undertaking to host the Festival for North America.
And welcome.
And thanks for coming along. Huge event.
Yep.
How many so far are registered?
I don't have an exact number, but we are expecting around 500 people to come from across Canada, a lot from the United States, and quite a few from Wales. Most of the artists that are performing will be coming from Wales. So people have registered beforehand. A lot of people will walk in, and we're doing advertising around town. So we expect people to come to certain events that may not be registered for the whole festival. So it's a very difficult question to answer until all the dust has settled afterwards. But the last few years it's been between 400 and 500. So we're hoping that we'll do just as well this year.
When I listed out the locations that this had been hosted in the past, what I was trying to demonstrate to some degree, again, like with any immigrant community, you're scattered.
Yes.
And, you know, there's strong pockets.
Yes.
In certain places, and they're the ones that put the hand up and say, we'll host next year or we'll host in a few years' time.
Right.
So does something like this reinvigorate the community?
Yes, it also sort of affirms the work that's been done. You mentioned Lincoln, Nebraska. We were there 2 years ago. We had never been to that area. Now, way back when the Homestead Act in the States was enacted, and they were giving people free land or cheap land to go out and build farms, a lot of Welsh immigrants moved from the eastern states and out to the prairies. And there's quite a lot of Welsh ancestry out there. And a group was formed maybe 10, 15 years ago called the Great Plains Welsh Heritage Project. And they bought an old building. It was a funeral parlor, and they have converted it into a museum and also an archives. So they've put a twister-proof shelter at the back of this building where they are storing the archives of Welsh groups, the Welsh newspapers, groups that may have folded, you know, because of lack of members. But all of this is going into the archives there. So we now have a concentrated treasure trove of information. They have a museum. They have a chapel. They have a library. And it was amazing to go there and see what was what they had. They also have a one-room schoolhouse that was teaching Welsh to the Welsh children in late 1890s, whatever it was. So that's one example. A lot of miners moved from Wales to Ohio and Pennsylvania when the Welsh coal mines were starting to close, and they worked in slate and coal mines down there. So there's a big concentration of Welsh communities in Ohio and Pennsylvania. So those are areas that we go to frequently. Next year we're going to Massachusetts, and the year after we're going to Cleveland. So, you know, again, we're touching on that. There are quite a few Welsh came to Ontario. So we've been to Toronto a few times. This will actually be the third time that the festival has visited Ottawa. The last time was 25 years ago in 2000. So it's been a long time for us. The previous visit was 1977. So we've got this sort of, 25-year pattern going. We were in Toronto, I think, 2013. We went to Calgary. And it, as I say, it's been all over. It's a great way to bring in local people that, are rediscovering their Welsh roots. But there's also hundreds of people that travel every year. It doesn't matter where the festival is held. They will go because they want to see their friends. They want to see the newest Welsh stars that we're bringing over. And they want to, what we say, recharge their Welsh batteries.
So then I assume as part of some of this, you'd get into a bit of genealogy as well as the history. And I notice you have seminars on the agenda.
Mm-hmm.
And as always, when you get groups, be it the Irish, the Welsh, the Scottish coming together, it is the question of the roots become very important and where people came from, where they scattered. So I'm sure some time devoted to that.
Yes. Yes, the seminars, we've got over 30 different seminars on different subjects, and they range from the historic. We have one about the translation of the Bible into Welsh, which was authorized by Queen Victoria, and that was one of the ways that we helped to save the Welsh language by having that. We also have Dr. Paul Burt, from the former chair of the Celtic Studies at University of Ottawa. You're probably familiar with mm-hmm. him. He has studied the Welsh that went to Patagonia, and a group of them then moved up to Saskatchewan, and there were several Welsh communities in Saskatchewan for a number of years, and he's going to be speaking about that. We have a couple of people from the National Library of Wales, and they will be speaking about the Glenys James tapes. She was living here in Ottawa and was commissioned by the BBC to speak to Welsh immigrants. And she taped those interviews, and then they were sent back to Wales, and they have now been digitized and can be accessed online. So, yes, there is definitely an interest in this sort of thing. We usually have a table that has information about genealogy or somebody that, people can speak to, maybe in Marketplace, about that. And, we also have a Welsh newspaper. It's called Ninnau, Ninnau, North American Welsh newspaper, and it's published 6 times a year. And in there is always a genealogy column, and it gives people hints as to how to find their relatives. I mean, if your great-great-great-grandfather was a Jones, it can be a daunting task mm-hmm, because mm-hmm. half the people in Wales have the last name Jones.
Mm-hmm.
So this helps you to, to look at various records and various places where you can go to research what you need.
That's one of the defining aspects of any group as well. But another very important defining aspect is language. And mm-hmm. the Welsh language, I know that I recall the wonderful efforts that were put in by the Welsh government to enshrine the language in everyday life.
Mm-hmm.
So as immigrants, we're all challenged with mm-hmm. retaining what would be a native tongue.
Mm-hmm.
Are any of the sessions in Welsh?
I don't believe they're going to be entirely in Welsh.
Yeah.
We do have some classes for beginning Welsh that will be offered. They're always offered. We do have people that that speak Welsh, and when we're doing various things, greetings are sometimes done in Welsh and English. Unfortunately, the majority of the people that attend are not fluent in Welsh. However, one of the things that I wanted to do, and I'm not fluent in Welsh, is to help continue to promote the language. So I've had some buttons made up. One of them says Siarad Cymraeg, which means I speak Welsh. Then there's another one that says Dysgu Cymraeg, which means I'm learning Welsh. And the third one would be Welsh at Heart, which are people that, like me, haven't had time to learn or whatever. But these will be available at our registration desk, and we're going to encourage those that do speak Welsh to wear the buttons and walk around with them so that other people will see it and they can have conversations in Welsh. There are a number of people there that, you know, Welsh is their first language, and they're quite happy to do that. So we're going to see how that works. A lot of the artists that are coming from Wales, their first language is Welsh these days, which is really encouraging. So they will be performing songs in Welsh, and they will speak to people in Welsh. And we encourage it as much as we can. As a matter of fact, for the opening ceremony on the Wednesday afternoon, which I think is the 27th, I have been in touch with the Ottawa Town Crier. He won a contest last year to represent North America at the World Town Crier Competition in Wales. So I saw this on Facebook. I reached out and I asked if he would be willing to come and, you know, open our ceremonies. And he said, yes. And he said, I said, would you be able to do some Welsh phrases? He said, sure. He said, show me. So we have done that this week. We have made up some phrases to incorporate into his cry. So there's a start. Every function, you know, just about we always sing the Welsh national anthem at the end, and we'll be doing a lot of late night singing and pub singing and stuff. And a number of those songs will be in Welsh. And most of us are familiar with the words from that, from having sung in choirs or, you know, being around this festival for a while.
And one of the things that leaves an impression always is being able to laugh. And I know you have a comedy night coming up, but like I have memories of Max Boyce coming out on stage and he having the big leak.
Yes. Oh, I tried so hard to get him to come over, but he hasn't been well. And they thought, you know, he thought it would be too much of a strain to come over. You know, he's well into his 70s now, unfortunately. But I tried. I love Max Boyce. My father had all his records and we would play them. And we actually want a couple of the songs that we sing at our pub night and late night are hymns and arias and the Scottish Trip. Those are the two favorites. And
he was, as you would say, an ambassador for Wales in some, and particularly tying in with rugby.
I have arranged a rugby seminar.
Okay.
That was another one of the my goals for this festival. And harps was the third one that I was trying to get involved, because we occasionally had harp players, but not a lot. So this year we have a couple of harp workshops. We've put some harp competitions into our Eisteddfod on Saturday. And and there will be a Mabinogian storytelling, and that is accompanied by the harp, and that will be Mary Muckle here from Ottawa,
right,
who's probably familiar to your community as well.
Yeah, and then you have a grand concert, and of course that's always the big event that's on the Saturday at 7 p.m. At Christchurch. That, I'm sure, if there are any tickets left, someone would need to take action urgently to
we hope that it will be a sellout. Of course, Christchurch Cathedral can seat almost 600 people, so we're hoping for a full house. We've had good response so far, and a lot of people from Ottawa have asked me about getting tickets. You can go to the festivalofwales.org website, and there is a link on there for buying tickets, even if you're not coming to any of the other events. And there will be tickets at the door, as far as I know. So, and you can get them at the registration desk of the festival when that opens Wednesday as well. And the choir are fabulous. They came over maybe 10 years ago and put on an amazing concert. The soloist is lovely. I've met her a couple of times, and she's wonderful. So it should be a fabulous evening at I don't know what the program is yet, so it'll, you know, probably some old favorites and maybe some new songs, and definitely looking forward to that.
And of course, nothing is complete without being able to wander the likes of Spark Street and experience the culture as well. So that's on the Thursday, the 28th, Welsh Fest on Sparks, 4 p.m.
Right.
And of course, that doesn't require any money
other
than to go along and experience Ottawa Spark Street. And probably, I'm sure there's food going to be available.
Yes. That particular the festival is being sponsored by the Welsh government. So that's why it is free for all. There'll be a big stage and we've got various Welsh artists that are lined up. They're coming over to perform. We have contacted two, food trucks. One of them does poutine and I spent some time developing a recipe for Welsh poutine with, lamb and Welsh cheese and mint sauce and passed that on. So I'm not sure if they've been able to, work that into their menu yet, but I'm hopeful. There are also a couple of restaurants on the mall that I've spoken to and told them this is coming and they would, may normally close, but they're going to stay open and, see if they can, you know, make a little business. We have a few merchants that are going to take tables there. It's big. It's on the block between Lyon and Kent for, you know, because Spark Street is fairly long.
Mm-hmm.
But most of our activities are at the Delta Hotel on Lyon Street. So it's just around the corner. It's very close to the Lyon Transit Station. So I would recommend you take the train and come down, get off at Lyon, and it's basically across the street. Last year, when we were planning this, and I spoke to the Spark Street people, they said, oh, you need to come down this weekend. The Mexicans are doing exactly what you're doing. So the Mexican embassy had set up a stage and tables and things. And excuse me, it was amazing. So, we're really looking forward to that. That's sort of a highlight for people that don't know anything about Welsh music and they can just pop in and see some amazing free stuff and get a little bit of a sense of the culture.
I think we've probably covered nearly everything. I know there's a few other little things in there that if someone goes to the site, which is festivalofwales.org, you can get everything there, the festival, and it gives a great background and all the rest. Is there anything that we should have covered that I didn't?
The other thing that some of your guests might be interested in is our hymn singing on the Sunday afternoon. We call it a Gamanva Gani, and that will be at Christchurch Cathedral. I think it starts at 2 o'clock.
I say it's 2 p.m., yeah.
Schedule of events here, yeah, 2 o'clock. The conductor of the choir will be leading us. And it's basically a hymn singing service. We have an opening prayer, a closing prayer, and a couple of solos. But the rest is hymns that are chosen by the conductor. There will be copies available. And he will choose which verses are sung in English, which verses are sung in Welsh. Now, don't panic if you can't read Welsh and sing it, because you could either la-la-la or you could sing in the English words. It's not a problem. We just want people to participate. So that's it. There is also, what else do we have? We have folk dancing on Friday afternoon. There'll be a cinema with a few Welsh movies. Seminars we've mentioned. The Eisteddfod competition on Saturday is always interesting to see the talent. There's a tea room if you want tea and Welsh cakes. There's a small charge for that. There'll be a marketplace. Some activities for the children and
fantastic.
All sorts of stuff going on.
All sorts of stuff. Indeed. Well, thank you so much for taking the time.
Well, you're welcome.
It's been really good connecting with you again. I do appreciate you taking the time. Thanks a million again.
Well,
go to the website and it is festivalofwales.org and you get all the details there. Mafani, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Austin. Thank you for having me.